Blog Talk Radio. good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and over there in America, grounding energies, we have the one and only Mr. Gary Moore.
That bounder, where is he? Oh, I'm Ray. Hi, everyone. Hello, Jan Christie. Hi.
Oh, we've got terrible weather conditions here. It's absolutely pouring down, and the sound
it is doing that here as well.
Is it? The sound on Skype is abysmal. Good grief. Really bad.
Oh, well,
anyway,
water from the sky is always a gift.
Well, it is. That's it. We've got to have April showers in May if we want to have
lovely
flowers.
That's right. And if you let your smile be your umbrella, you'll get a mouthful of water.
That's true. We're here on the... It's going to be one of those nights, I can tell.
You'll get that one later.
Sorry? Yeah. Here on the Healing Fountain, we embrace all religions and none. We do have a very special guest today. We have Wendy Binks. It's Lady Snake Wendy. And she's from Chester, which is not too far from me. And she is on loads of radio shows, TV programs. She's an award-winning international psychic, and she's a white witch, and she's multi-talented. She's heard on many mainstream radio stations and writes for many local magazines as well. She's also been seen
on Sky. And this is her first appearance on our show, right?
Yes, it is, yeah. She's also been seen on Sky Living TV and American TV with the famous Ghost Adventures. Have you got that program over there where you live, Gary? The Ghost Adventures?
I think so. I'm not sure. It's probably a cable channel or internet or something. I don't do television anymore, so...
We know you've got the perfect face for radio, like I have.
I've got the perfect face for radio, exactly.
And she can answer questions on anything from paranormal investigations to spiritual, tarot, dreams, psychic,
and witchcraft, and she gives us that about as well. And we already have about 6 callers on the switchboard waiting to come on, but I think we're going to play a Gaia tune song first by Miss Magical, and this is the one she wrote in Avery. I'm not sure if it was last year when we went to the Stone Circle or the year before, but we try to go down to Avery every year for the summer solstice. But this year, I personally won't be going because I'm going to see the Dalai Lama. He's coming up to Manchester, so I'm going to see him. So before we actually bring Wendy on, oh, sorry,
well,
Lady Snake.
You can get up to the Dalai Lama and approach him, say, hello, Dalai. Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'll ignore that one. Okay, here we go. Sorry about the sound, Miss Magical. It's abysmal today.
She is waiting for you.
Bring our guests on right now, and we have Lady Snake, aka Wendy Binks. Are you there, Wendy?
Yes, hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we hear you well. Hi, Wendy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much for having me on. I'm actually sitting in my conservatory, and the rain is just beating on all my windows, and it's just a fab sound.
Oh, lovely, yes.
It's nature's tattoo.
It is, isn't it? And seems as your show is a lovely healing show, I thought that maybe your listeners might be interested in how they can actually energize themselves.
Yes, I'm sure they would, yes.
Which is a simple way. Most people collect crystals, don't they?
Yes.
And there is such thing as crystal healing and... You know, this, you use crystals on your chakras and auras and all that sort of stuff. And I actually wear, when I go out to do any sort of ghost hunt or paranormal evening or, you know, my psychic readings, and I actually wear a clear quartz crystal.
Oh, do you?
What I do is I actually put, obviously I wear one, and then if I'm having a bath or a shower, I'll put the clear quartz crystal in it or just below.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll have my shower, and then that seems to uplift me because it's the mother of all crystals. But other than that, if I've had, say, you know, a bad day, sometimes I'll leave a clear quartz crystal or a rose quartz in a glass of water for a few hours, and then I take them out, and then I drink the water, and really, honestly, it uplifts you.
Wow.
And just try it out. Because you might think, yeah, okay, mad woman. But it, to be perfectly honest with you, it not only grounds you, but it actually cleanses your body. Obviously, water cleanses anyway, but just to have that crystal there as well will uplift you.
Yes,
yeah, the crystal
really
immersed into the water elevates the vibrations of the water and makes it, puts out more of a coherent frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Into the water, and then you drink the water. Oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. I'm going to have to try that.
Me too.
Yeah, but if you're in the bath, put a little bit of salt in there as well, because that'll cleanse your body, as well as cleansing, you know, as well as the crystal cleansing your body, that will cleanse as well. And I just do it all the time, so it's normal and natural for me. And I just think that, you know, if people give this a go... You know, it makes a big change within your own body system, within your own chakra system. And it actually will align your aura as well. It'll bring it in a little bit more where it should be. Because our everyday lives, some of us have bad days in work, and some of us, you know, can go shopping and you get someone that just drains you, you know, because all the kids have been screaming and it's not their fault. You know, they've just been wanting stuff. And all these everyday things do get at us and do break our aura down.
Mm.
So try that, okay?
Do you have to be careful with the salt and the crystal together?
No, because at the end of the day, on full moons, I have, like I don't use anything, but a lot of people can actually put their crystals in any sort of table salt or sea salt mm-hmm. to cleanse from any negative energies, and also let the full moon or, you know, the sun, whichever one you want to do, beams down, obviously, and cleanses your crystals. Some people put them underneath water and then, you know, immerse into salt. Now, you've got to look at it. Salt is very, very old-fashioned. It was used many, many years ago, from meats to everything else, isn't it, really?
Oh, yes. Very strong, isn't it? Powerful salt.
So, yes, even normal table salt. When I go out and cleanse houses, that's where I always do it in little, you know, in the littlings' room and the kids' rooms. I put a little dish of salt on the windowsill to protect them and to cleanse the room.
Mm, that's a good idea.
So
I've used sage before today. Well, I've used salt as well. I just thought maybe you've got to be careful with salt, and some crystals can actually dissolve in salt.
Well, but, obviously, yes. You'll know which ones.
Yeah, right? Not the quartz, though, obviously. You know, the quartz crystal's fine, isn't it? So I'm going to put mine in the bath with me.
Well, yeah, a lot of them. A lot of your tumble stones are fine. But if you're using rough, then obviously you're on a different vibration there. So be very careful. So you've got to kind of like use your a noggin, as I say. So use your mind.
use your discernment. Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that's a posh word, Gary.
That's too posh for us.
Too posh for us.
There's a difference between discernment and judgment, I learned. Discernment is more spiritual and judgment is more egoic. Yet it takes a bit of discernment to be able to tell between the two.
I tend to use California white sage. I love using that when I need to go into a trance state or when I'm doing any sort of ceremonies, you know, major rituals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and any other type of sages, you know, like, you know, just the sage and lavender or just sage itself, you know, there's that many. I don't want to go through them all. But one does its own job, really. You know, like lavender's lovely for doing rituals outside and for bringing in peace and for bringing in your healing senses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got that. Like, I know when, because obviously I am a master in Reiki and Mayo Reiki and Templar and Kundalini. And and
wow.
I did it for personal reasons. And then, of course, I was chosen to do the work and teach others. And I found that, I want to make this quite clear, really, that when you're doing any sort of attunements or, you know, you've got to be in the right frame of mind. You've got to find you, really, and, you know, be open. And that's, I think, what spirituality is all about. You've got to be open. You've got to find you before you can move on and do other people and, you know, different
that's
things.
Right.
And I know that... sorry, go on.
No, as you can say, you have to heal yourself before you can heal anyone else.
Very much
right.
So. And, yeah. And you've got to look at, obviously, the people. And you can learn from these young students as well, because I learned, you know, not so long ago, because I have a habit of putting, you know, the crystals, the chakras, on people's bodies, and then I cleanse their aura first. And I am very, very weird the way I do my healing session, because they end up with a psychic reading because I can't help it, because my energies connect. And I noticed that one of my students decided to use a dowsing crystal as well as the crystals, and you know, the way she did it and the way that she went around it, which was her way, she found her way. And I found it quite fascinating and how she did it, really. Not the dowsing crystal, but the way she went around it. And I just thought, oh, good for you, because you found you now.
Yeah.
You know, on the healing side of things. So that kind of, like, intrigued me. And it's the same on the psychic and mediumship level and on the witchcraft level. There's always someone that just walks in. And, you know, sometimes we know nothing and they just surprise you and
do something, you go, wow.
Yeah, that's true. You get an epiphany occasionally.
Absolutely, yes. And I love the California white sage myself. In fact, yeah. I've picked it in California before. So, and
wow.
But it's actually sought after with the Lakota Indians as well. They like it. There's also another variety of sage that grows in the Gunnison, Colorado area that's quite aromatic, and it's called Gunnison sage. And I lived there for many years, and I would take it back to the reservation when I went back to ceremonies. And the Lakotas love that too. This is even more rare to them than the white sage. But there are about 300 varieties of sage that grows around the world, and that mm-hmm. they all do the same thing. They're all medicine. They're all
very
sacred.
Very cleansing.
Mm-hmm. And the Lakota have a word for it. They call it pejuta, which just means medicine. So
yeah. I tend to you know, obviously, white sage is used to bring ancestry in, as you know. But obviously, when I'm doing it as well, I tend to know I'm not a smoker, but, oh, God, I do take that in. I inhale it.
Do you?
Yeah, because it does. It takes you into a different state of mind. And now, obviously, you know, Gary, you'll understand what I'm on about now, because within my rituals, I like to go to Native American, because I believe that's where I'm from, and I like to go into a trance state, you know, before my rituals, or an alpha state, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So the sage helps me to do that, as well as, you know, an ordinary white candle.
Mm. There you go. Now we better bring a guest on. We have Patricia waiting on the line. And so, do you want to bring Patricia on, Gary?
I can do it. I'll go ahead and bring her on. She's been waiting since before the show began, so I'll go ahead and bring her on. Patricia, hi. You're on the air with Snake Lady Wendy. What's your name and where are you calling from? It's Patricia, but where are you calling from?
I'm from New Mexico, and we have tons of sage here. In fact, my whole backyard is full of sage.
Wonderful.
Yes. I'm coming to yours.
Yes, it's beautiful, and I have preserved it, and it grows more beautiful every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to thank you so much for taking my call, and I wanted to ask you a question, and I know you can help me with this. Something's been pressing on me for many years. excuse me. There's a person that I don't have contact with that I met that's had a profound impact on my life, and I've been thinking of this individual, and I don't know if it's me that's doing it, or if it's him, or if it's spirit, or all of the above, or none of the above. But I just wanted to find out where this pulling is coming from, and what I should do. Is something calling me to do something with this person?
Right. Does this person, do you know, obviously you've had communication with him, do you know what he looks like?
I do. We never exchanged names, but I do know his name because I heard it one day. And
right.
But we never, it was a platonic relationship. Actually, there was no relationship. But there was
right.
a feeling, connection.
That you've got a connection with him. Did he have dark hair by any chance?
No.
No, I'm seeing a dark haired gentleman around you. Okay. I'm seeing him around about 5'10" in height. Or a little bit. Give or take a little. Okay. I keep getting the letter A. Okay. As his name, the letter A. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, right, it's Andy, it's Anton, it's this, because I don't know. Okay, they've just said the letter A, and I also feel as though, is your grandmother on your mother's side? Over, please.
Is she what? I'm sorry?
Is she passed over?
Oh, yes. All my grandparents have passed over.
Right, okay. And is this lady very small?
I don't know. I've never met her before.
You've never met her. Okay, well, it doesn't matter because she seems to be around you anyway. Okay, and I'm seeing a very small lady, and I'm going to describe her because you're going to go and find out about her, and then I will go to your question, and I will answer it for you as soon as they tell me, okay?
Okay.
So just, So just so you know that I haven't forgotten and I haven't just skipped over it, but I won't give an answer if they haven't given it me. Okay. From what I can pinpoint, she's a very small lady. I feel as though her hair, she used to have it dark. It used to be quite curly and it's short. Okay. And I feel as though her chest area, because she was quite healthy, and I feel as though there was something to do with her going very quickly and there's something to do with her chest area. Okay. And that's what I feel as though it's mom's mom. Okay, mom's mama, and that's what I keep getting here. And I also feel as though you've got to do some sort of training or some sort of course, or I just keep feeling as though that you're very bored at the moment.
Bored?
Bored, as in you're not sure which way you want to go, and I feel as though you need to do some sort of course or some sort of training. You're looking at this at the moment?
Yes, I have been. I something is calling me to do something.
Right. Well, you should be working with children, in all fairness, but I don't feel as though you're going to be doing this. Okay. And also, please forgive me, my love, but I've got to ask: have you had some sort of counselling?
I went through some marital counselling. Over a period of time, yes.
Okay. It's not for me to judge you. Do you understand that?
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm just being told, so I'm just asking to make sure I'm on the right track with you, okay? Now, even though you feel as though you've got a link to this gentleman, okay, I feel as though his heart belongs elsewhere, and I'm not going to say otherwise because it's what I've been told. Okay. I feel as though I don't get him. He's quite muscly on the top, from what I can pinpoint. You know, along his arms. I don't mean he's chunky, but I'm getting him quite muscly. Okay. And I feel as though he's got a longish face.
The person,
okay,
that I'm asking about.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Because I feel as though he's got a longish face. I feel as though he's... I'm not going to say handsome. I'm going to say pretty, considering he's a man. Okay, I hope that makes sense, because I don't get him as rough and ready, you see. I get him very, very good looking. So to me, he's very pretty rather than handsome. And that's what I'm getting with this long face. Okay, and I do feel as though there's something to do with the connection, which is generally a twin flame, okay? So there's a difference between soulmate and twin flame. Twin flame is somebody that's been within your life. You've either been, you know, brother and sister, or, you know, father and daughter, or mother and father, that sort of thing. And this is what I feel as though you most probably got that connection. Okay, together. I also feel as though you haven't heard the last of him yet. I feel as though there's going to be communication coming in for you in the next, I'm going to say, 2 months. But the communication is very quick, if that makes sense. So it's up to you to bring in the rest of the communication as to the friendship and whether it goes further. But I feel as though there's a new relationship, or there's something to do with new things coming in for you. Because have you moved house?
No, I haven't. I've been in the same home for quite a while, for many years.
And have you talked about moving?
No, I haven't.
Because there's something to do with the discussion about moving. There's a discussion about going in a new direction, okay, literally with you. And this is what I keep pinpointing. I also feel as though you're not getting out and about enough, my love, okay? And I feel as though you're, please forgive me, quite low, okay? Your emotions are quite low. It's like you're a contradiction to yourself, because one minute you're happy and then the next minute you're not. It's like you're going through life and death issues within your own emotions, and I feel as though that's going to continue for a little while, because you've got to find yourself and brush yourself off. I hope this is making sense to you.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay, as long as it is. Okay, and you've been doing something with photos, or arranging or changing photographs?
I keep seeing you on the floor. Can you elaborate on that?
Please forgive me, but that does not resonate with me. I don't understand that part.
Okay. I'm being told that you're changing some photographs, family photographs, and changing the frames. Okay? And I keep getting this. I also feel as though you have one room, which is to the back, that you kind of like live in, if that makes sense.
That I have live in?
That you live in. So it's one specific room that you kind of like is your favorite, and you just kind of like live in it. It's like you secluse yourself into this one room.
Have
you got a floppy sofa?
I do have a sofa that I sit in, yes.
Right. I've got a floppy sofa that's very comfortable, okay, that I feel as though you're always in, and you have a favorite part of it, and you sit there. You've also, you're very natural. You're a very natural person, okay? Now, who's the lady? Now, I don't know whether this is you, but have you got darker hair?
Yes.
And is it past your shoulder length?
Yes.
And is it quite wavy?
A little bit, yes. I would say so.
Okay. And have you got like, because I'm seeing glossy eyes with you. I don't see your eyes bright, but I'm not seeing them brown, so I'm going to say hazily?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just seeing you. I've just had asked to be shown. And I've been told that you resemble both your mum and your father.
I would say so, yes.
You're more mum by your eyes?
Probably, yes.
All right, no problem. Please forgive me because I just keep pinpointing certain things. Have you got a child, please?
No, I don't.
And right, okay. Well, what's the issue with the child then? There's something to do with an issue with a child.
I do not know. I have no idea.
Can you have children?
That I do not know. I never had that instinct to have children.
Okay, no problem. There's something to do with a child, you see. So it could be somebody that's pregnant that's around you, okay, a friend that's around you. And do you have dogs?
No, no.
Okay, because there's something to do with a dog. It's like a wolf-type dog, okay, and I keep seeing it. It doesn't mean it is. It's just that type. It could be an Alsatian, and I'm saying it's a wolf type. Okay, but I keep seeing this, and then I keep seeing somebody pregnant, and you know, I feel as if it's someone around you, okay, and I keep pinpointing this. Right, bear with me a moment. And who's Robert?
Robert.
If you don't know, say you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay, because I keep getting the name Robert, and I keep getting that A initial, and I won't kind of like take that out either. Okay, because it seems to be there, and I keep getting the letter M with your grandmother. She keeps giving me the letter M for mother.
I don't remember what her name was. She died.
Don't worry. I'll do a description rather than a name. Okay, but if they give it me, you see, I will pass that over to you, okay? And I also feel as though you're about to have some sort of decoration, or you're about to change a room, because I keep seeing that you're not happy. There's a room that's very cold all the time, okay? And you need to change it, or you're about to change it, and you've got a lovely voice when you sing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What I'm going to say to you is there is quite a lot of people here in your family line, and I don't want to take up too much time because obviously there is others.
Right. I apologize for interrupting, but we've got several callers as well. So.
With someone that's been on for 53 minutes waiting, so I think we're going to have to wind it up as quick as we can, please, Wendy.
Yeah,
sorry, Patricia. Sorry about that, Patricia.
That's okay. I understand. I just wanted to find out about this individual that I asked about, and you mentioned that he's a twin flame or something. I just wanted to find out what I should do. But
not
well,
a lot.
Thanks for calling, Patricia. Your wonderful, lovely voice and lovely energy.
Thank you.
What you're saying, Wendy, that not to do a lot, just wait for a contact from him?
Yes, basically.
Okay. I sure will. Thank you so much for the reading. It was perfect. It's what
okay,
I needed
my love
to hear.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Bye.
Bye.
And we have someone been on waiting for 54 minutes, and it's area code 484-309-4.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi, 484. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You're cutting out a bit. What's your name?
My name is Antoinetta.
Antoinetta.
Hi, Antoinetta. Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
And do you have a question for Lady Snake?
Yes, I do. I do have a question. It's regarding a man, Jason. I want to know what she sees for me and Jason as far as the future. I want to know what time frame does she see Jason moving into my household, going up with his belongings, his clothing in black garbage bags, because I had a premonition dream in the end of January that he shows up with 8 or 9 black garbage bags to my door without even telling me. And I also had another premonition dream a month ago that I have twin baby girls, because they're both dressed in alike outfits and they're both in little baby car seats. And usually when I dream, the stuff does come true 100%. So
oh,
I would
wow.
like to know a time frame when you see Jason coming here with all of his belongings, and also if I'm going to have these twin baby girls from Jason.
Oh, there you go, Wendy. Can you answer those questions?
I can answer one of them. I can't answer the other. Okay. I can answer when Jason's going to be moving in, because I keep getting the letter 8, okay, the number 8 that keeps coming in. So that generally goes within 8 months he's going to be moving in, my love. It's the best I can give you, within 8 months. So that means from any time between now and 8, okay? So that's that one for you.
Could that also mean the month of August? Because August is 8.
Well, yes, it could. But I'm, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm covering myself here. And I'm saying to you, because the number 8's come up, you see, it generally means it could be 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months. Okay? It won't
okay.
be 8 years, don't worry.
Or if you lay the 8 on its side, it's the infinity sign.
Yes, very much so. So it generally means that, you know, things are going to be happening for you. And keep that number as well, because it's a very lucky number for you, okay?
Okay.
I keep seeing it. Now, what I am going to say, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you already got children?
I do. I have almost a 12-year-old daughter.
Right, okay. So you haven't got a son?
No, I only have one biological child. Now, Jason has children from two different females. He has a 14-year-old son, a 3-year-old son, and a 7-year-old daughter, but they're not by me.
Right. Well, I actually see a son, okay? I actually see two children with you. So whether those twins will come in, I'm not picking that up, but what I am
okay.
picking up is another
do
child.
Do you see me having a biological children from Jason or no?
Yes, boy.
Okay. Do you know a time frame when this is going to happen? When am I going to conceive the son?
I don't know. That is something that gets put down to Mother Earth herself, my love.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to have a child by Jason.
I've got
a
little
boy,
and I've got him moving in within the 8. I keep getting that letter 8, and that's what I keep seeing, okay? The one thing you need to worry about as well, because you're a very strong lady,
yes.
but there is an awful lot of heavy burdens on your shoulders at the moment. You seem to be washed
yes.
out, okay? You're very drained, lovely, and you tend to be there for everybody else and not for yourself.
Yes.
So what I'm going to say
right.
to you is
try and relax, okay, and think about you and your family for a change instead of everybody else's.
I know. It's very hard because Jason is in between me and this other female that he has these two kids by. Like, he just came by on Saturday because they had a fight. So then he comes here. And then he stays here for a day or two and then leaves. And then goes back
right.
with her. So when is his going back and forth going to stop? Because this
right.
is what's driving me nuts.
Right. Antoinette, first things first is calm for me for one, okay? And please do listen now, okay? And don't take this the wrong way. You've come on the phone for some help, so I will help you, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes you can be overbearing. Relax back, okay? Give him some space. Don't mother him. I'm sorry, you are asking me, I am telling you, okay?
Right.
Don't mother him, my love. Pull back a little. Act as if you're not bothered. He likes to have a lot of attention, and you're giving it him.
Okay.
So in other words, darling, you're mothering him a little too much, so it's a little bit overbearing, so he kind of like comes in and out, but he does love you. Do you understand this?
Right, but I just wish this back and forth.
And just remember
stop.
One thing. Remember one thing. No one upsets you without your permission.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Okay. All right, darling. It's the best I can give you. You've asked me some questions, and
yes,
I've been as honest as I can.
Thank you. Thank you
right,
very
darling.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Antoinette. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Antoinette. And don't forget, when you ask, when will it stop, your answer is when you put an end to it, when you say to him, enough of this.
Right.
Back and forth.
Yeah, none of us walk around with the question without also having the answer somewhere inside of us.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
So that was a great answer. Thank you, Wendy. That was brilliant.
How are you holding up, Wendy? You need a sip of water or anything? Or are you ready for another call?
I'm fine. Don't worry.
Okay. Well,
okay,
we'll press on
bring
to the next
caller
call.
On. Okay, you bring them on, Gary.
Okay, I'll go ahead and bring them on. It's from a 208 area code. And 208, you're on the air with Wendy and... What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jan, and I'm from Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Hi, Jan.
Hello, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited. What I needed to ask was this illness that my family has. I was wondering if you could look at it and help me with it.
Okay. Is it female?
What do you mean female?
Right. Has the female got the illness, please?
Right now, she's the worst one, but the whole family does. I have 5 children, and my husband died of it, and then I also have it.
Okay, lovely. I just kept picking up female, okay, as to having the strongest of it, all right?
Okay.
Now, is it something to do with the bloodstream, my love?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Please forgive me because I'm not a doctor, and your family will show me bits and bobs. Okay, and from what I can pinpoint is it's something to do with the bloodstream and it's something to do with the organs, from what I can pinpoint, love.
What was the last thing you said?
Organs.
Oh, yes.
You know, organs within the body.
Right.
I keep getting kidney area, okay. I keep pinpointing kidney area, I keep pinpointing heart area, and I keep pinpointing the bloodstream. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And are you on medication for this?
No. No, we're not.
Right, okay. I feel as though it's a long-term thing. It's something that kind of like grows with your body, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Sorry, I've got to say it that way because that's the way they've given it me. And they've basically said that, in all fairness, it's one of those that some will get it severely and will have to be medicated or will have to go in hospital and have changes and tests and things like that. and then some don't because it's milder. Okay?
Right.
Now, I keep feeling as though there's something to do with the red, not the white blood cells, but the red blood cells.
Yes, you're right.
Does this make sense? I'm not making sense of it at all. I'm quite confused with it, but I'm going with what they're telling me, okay? And
okay.
I also feel, whose birthday's just been?
Whose what?
Whose birthday has just gone?
My son's.
Okay, because I feel as though person's, but I've got two actually. I've got a male and a female, but I'm going to go with the female at the moment. She's kind of like just said to me, oh, no, there's just been a birthday. I haven't missed it. But I don't feel as though she knows him. Okay, she knows you, but doesn't know him. All right,
okay.
So I don't know who this person is at the moment. But I keep getting like Anna, keeps coming up. So I keep getting this, and then I keep getting Lily. Okay, so I keep getting that. Now, I also feel as though one of your children or has achieved something very quite highly, okay, or there's someone, because I keep seeing a scroll, okay, so, and a scroll generally tells me that someone's going to achieve or they're going to win something or, you know, and I keep getting this with you, okay? So I want to bring in some positivity here, lovely. All right.
Okay.
Because I keep getting that. And then I keep getting gifts coming your way. All right.
Okay.
And
all
also,
right.
Have you discussed going away? Are you going
have
on
I
holiday?
What?
Are you going on holiday or have you discussed this?
No.
Okay, well, it's something to do with going away for a few days, okay? And I keep pinpointing it as to be in July area.
Okay.
Okay, July area. Now, honey, is your mum still here?
Yes, she is.
She's not well at all. She's got bad legs and a stomach area.
Yeah, she does.
Right, okay. Just tell her that she just, bless her, she's, I'm going to be honest, okay? She's getting herself down, and I feel as though she's just overindulging, and I don't mean that in any nasty way. And she just needs to get her, pick herself up, okay, as much as she can, and tell her the circulation. She just needs to do the old 10 with her feet, you know, turning the feet round 10 times and then the other way. But I feel as though her legs are sore to touch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Tell her that from me. Now, as to do with your illness, my love, all I can say to you is I don't feel as though there is a cure, and I'm not a doctor, so please do not quote me on that, okay? I'll make that quite clear to you. I can only tell you what I feel, okay? But I also feel as though things are not that bad, okay? So I want you, one thing I really want you to do, okay, stop looking at the clock, so to speak. Your life is it's worth much more than looking at a clock and letting this illness dig into your subconscious. So let it go, okay, and live your life for today, tomorrow. All right, my love, because when your time's up, your time's up. There's nothing anybody can do, but I don't feel as though your family's going to suffer too much. I feel as though, you know, it's going to be one of those when it does happen, you'll go peacefully, and you've got a lot of years left in you, my love.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to leave it there.
And stay grateful. Look around and see everything you have to be thankful for, and you will attract more into your life for you to be thankful for. And especially your healing. Just keep saying, thank you for my healing. Thank you for healing my family.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, I do that.
What it is Lyme's disease, and there's like an epidemic, and like my parents have it, my siblings have it. I don't understand it. Is it like a...
Yeah, I understand it a bit. It comes from ticks, right? The Lyme disease?
Right, yeah.
Right, and I understand. I used to live in Colorado, and it was quite prevalent there as well. So you can turn that around. Simply with your thoughts. You really can. Just like I said, stay grateful. You know, look at the positive and keep laughing and keep staying in the joy and doing whatever you can to stay in the joy.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And God
thank
bless
you so
you.
Much. Thank
you. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yes, thank,
thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for appreciate it.
Are you okay, Wendy, to take another caller, or do you want a music break?
I think a music break at the moment because I'm a bit confused
okay.
to what that was.
Okay. All right, so just spin this one that you really love. It's Phil Collins. Then we'll take the next caller. Thank you.
Come stop your crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight.
Wendy for that one because I love that one as well. Okay, we're going to bring Wendy back on and we're going to take the next caller. And we've only got about 20 minutes left, Wendy, and we've got four callers, yes. So we're going to have to sort of speed them up a little bit if we can. Is that okay? And we've got
okay,
you
ready for
reach.
The next caller? The next
okay.
caller is from a 510 area code. I'll bring them on. Hello, 510. You're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your question for Wendy?
I want to know what is it that I have to be strong for, and the other question is who's supposed to be careful about their house as far as paperwork, like the house is not legit. Is it my grandmother or my brother, or is it referring to me as far as moving into a new home?
Right. I can just about hear that. Could you repeat that for me, Chris?
I want to know what do I have to be strong for, and I want to know as far as the house, is it concerning my grandmother or my brother, or is it referred to me as far as moving to a home, because I understand that the papers are not legit or the house is going to go under foreclosure.
Right, okay. I feel as though there's something to do with some travel over the next couple of weeks to do with this issue. Okay, and I don't know whether you've got to go and speak to someone or whether you've got a legal issue or something that needs to be addressed with it. Okay, so have you been seeing a solicitor?
No, I'm not in a home. I'm in an apartment. My grandmother is in a house and my brother is in an apartment, but I don't know if he's trying to buy a house.
No,
so
I've got... Right, okay, I keep getting a legal issue. I keep getting a stop. Okay, something to do with the house. I keep getting a legal issue. I keep feeling as though they've got to go over. They've got to sort this out. It could be something very, very simple. Okay, that he hasn't signed or, you know, that he hasn't done. But whatever it is, it's legal and he has to go and travel over the next 2 weeks to go and get it sorted. Okay.
Is that referring to my grandmother?
From what I can pinpoint, I feel as though that's for brother.
Oh, the brother. Oh, okay.
Because I keep getting mail.
Okay. So when you get the house, everything is going to be fine?
I keep getting brother. Yeah, I just feel as though he's just got a legal issue that he needs to address.
Okay.
And that needs to be sorted. Now, grandmother, I didn't feel as though there was anything up there, to be honest with you. I felt as though she needs to, or there's been something to do with it. Is she due in for an operation, or is she been in hospital and come out?
Her oldest son has to get ready to go through an operation. My uncle.
Right, okay. Because I just feel as though someone needs to go into hospital, have an operation. And I just feel as though, you know, she's going to be there and she's bright. She's like a star, do you understand? And even though, you know, your grandmother's getting on in age, I just feel as though she's got some strength on her, a lot of energy on her. And I just feel as though she just doesn't let anything bother her. And I feel as though she's more there for everybody else than they are for her. And I don't mean that nastily. Okay. It's just
so
what I'm picking up and what I'm getting, all right?
Okay. Is my youngest son going to be okay? Because he just came out of a bone marrow transplant. I'm like, will he have to go in to go for another one? Is that what they're telling me I have to be strong for?
To be honest with you, your son's going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
Because to be perfectly honest with you, what I wanted to say to you before you even asked me a question was the sun's beaming down on you, okay?
Okay.
And I wanted to say to you, so plenty of colours there. So lots of energy, lots of colour, lots of strength, okay? And I feel as though you're not going to have to worry too much about stuff, all right?
Okay.
The only thing you've got to worry about is more like everybody else.
So your dreams are coming through, in other words.
Okay, so just make me on the bills.
Exactly.
Just get the bills stuck in and you're going to be fine.
Okay, so thank you. Love, light, and gratitude to you, both of you guys.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely voice, lovely lady there. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Wendy. Very much so.
Okay, moving on to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a 773 area code. Go ahead and bring them on. 773, you're on the air with Wendy. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 773? Try that again.
Mary.
There we go.
Hello?
773.
Mary.
Hello.
Yes, Mary from Chicago, and thank you for this wonderful show.
Oh. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's your question you have for Wendy?
I wonder if Wendy could connect with my brother who died when I was 5 and he was 7. If he
okay.
has any messages for me.
Bear with me. You've had. So are you medium to lighter brown hair?
Yes.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Was there something to do with lungs or... I keep getting fluid.
From him?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. With fluid around his heart.
Okay, cause, well, I got it around his lungs, so forgive me because I'm not a doctor. But he keeps showing that, okay? But I felt as though he went very quickly, okay? He was very bright. He had lovely eyes. His eyes was quite bright, wasn't they?
Yes, uh-huh.
And I feel as though he was very sporty, very energetic, and very tormented, typical brother, okay, but I felt as though there was something special between the two of you. There wasn't much in height either, even though he was your older brother. Okay, bear with me a moment. So did you have 3 children?
Me?
Yes.
No, I only have 1.
Right. So who's got the 3 children? Please count miscarriages or terminations, please.
No one that I can recall.
It keeps going on about 3. Okay, no problem.
You still there, Wendy?
You're
cutting out, Wendy.
Are we losing Wendy? Hello, Wendy?
Yeah, I can hardly understand her right now myself.
It sounded like her Skype was cutting out. We'll wait a moment. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Everybody seems to be having trouble with their Skype today.
It may be a Blog Talk issue. Bear with me just a moment. It looks as though we lost both Jan Christie and Wendy, so we'll have to wait till they call back in.
Right, we were cut off.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
You guys are back. Welcome back.
We all fell off.
I got a lot of Skype.
Is the caller still there?
I am.
Yes, she's still here.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Ah, good.
We had a sterling conversation while you left.
Oh, great.
Oh, fab. Okay,
anyway.
I'll repeat where I was. Have you got a daughter?
I have 1 daughter, yes.
Right. Now, has she gone past her teenage years?
You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Has she gone past her teenage years?
Is she what?
Is she gone past her teenage years?
Oh, yes, she's 46.
All right.
Right, okay, so that's a definite then. Okay. Now, have you had injections? Who's had injections?
I do.
Okay, because he keeps showing me, you know, these injections, and I'm like, what are you going on about now? I haven't got a clue. But it just says that someone has injections, okay? Now, I don't know what it's for, but it obviously makes you better.
Yes, it's insulin for diabetes.
Okay, no problem. Now that makes sense to me now, what he's going on about, all right? He's been there right from the start, lovely. He hasn't kind of, like, left. And you've got a photograph of him, I believe.
I do.
And do you used to carry it round, but you don't now.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't understand that bit. So he's just going on about it. Okay, have you moved him out of the bedroom now?
Yes, he's not in the bedroom, no.
Okay, because I just feel as though you do chat to him. Do you understand this? But I feel as though it's more like a kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though he kind of, like, messes with the kettle and stuff like that, you know. And I also feel as though there's some photographs in the living room on a back wall. He keeps going on about a back wall.
Yeah, our mother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he keeps kind of, like, that keeps falling off or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. It's fell off a couple of times.
It is.
Yeah, well, he said he's done it, okay, and that's just to get your attention, really. Really? Okay. Now, there's one thing that you need to do for me, all right? Well, it's not for me, it's for him, all right? Now, he gives me the letter P, so I don't understand that. So it could be anybody within the family, but he keeps giving me the letter P, all right?
Are you
and he's
P?
Going on a...
P or P?
Sorry?
What was the letter?
P for Peter.
Okay.
P as in Papa.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and he keeps saying that you can't keep, you know, fighting and blaming yourself in some way when it wasn't your fault. It's one of those things, it happens. And, you know, he's shown himself to you a couple of times. He's been within your dreams and you've still thought that they're your dreams, okay? And they're not, and they've been real. And he's always been there, and he's been there by your side. I hope this makes sense to you. Okay, because I want to make it quite clear that it is always around you and always, and he keeps going on about being around your daughter as well, you see. That's why I've asked. But I still keep getting three and I can't understand it. So is there one of three? Are you one of three?
No, he was the only one.
Right, okay. Well, he keeps saying this, so I don't understand it, okay? Maybe ask Mum or something because he's so adamant. Okay, about this. And I just feel as though...
Unless he's with my mom and dad because they're all gone.
Well, I don't understand. And I what I can say to you is he's still... Some people say that, you know, spirit grow, you know, or people grow with it when they're in the spirit world. And to be honest with you, it depends on the person themselves, what they want to do. In all fairness, and I feel as though he still likes to stay young. I'm not saying he's 7, but I'm not saying he's, you know, 40-odd or 50-odd either, my love. He just says he's still very childlike, and he likes that, and that's his personality, and it's who he is, okay? Now, I do feel as though there's something to do with a William or a Billy, okay? Because he keeps saying this name, but he laughs when he says it. So I've got like this big smile on his face. Okay. And so I have to kind of like say that as well. Now, I believe your father went with cancer, didn't he?
My father was what?
Did your father go with cancer?
No.
Did he die of cancer?
No.
Right. Who died of cancer, please?
No one actually of cancer.
Right, okay, because I keep getting it. I keep getting, right, bear with me, because I get pneumonia with your mother.
No, she didn't hear
okay. No, I get pneumonia with your mother, okay? So I keep getting chest, heart, pneumonia with Mum.
Okay.
If it's wrong, say no.
Well, I can't relate to that, actually, either.
Then thank you. It's as simple as that. to be honest with you, I can only give what I get, and I'm not going to... If you just
well,
say...
My father may be the one that he had breathing problems, because he was in
right,
a...
Right, okay. So I've got it mixed up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's all that matters, because I like to be right for you, okay? But there is something to do with someone having a sort of cancer or leukemia or some sort of disease. Because I, you know, I'm being told of it. So where it is, I don't know. It could be a grandfather. I don't know. I've just assumed Mum and Dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously, I'm only a little vessel, and I've got to be corrected. Okay, my love. The one thing I am going to say to you is I've connected with your brother and I'm quite happy with that. And I want to kind of like leave those messages with you. And he also goes on about the, you know, you're baking or you're cooking or whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, it's fab. Okay, it's awesome. So I don't understand
fabulous.
That. Okay. So I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you so
all
much for
you.
Calling.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
Bye now.
Much love and many blessings.
Thank you, same
bye.
To you.
Bye. Okay. Another lovely lady. But now we have a gentleman who's been waiting 35 minutes, so we're going to have to bring him on now.
Is he really a gentleman or is he just trying to be fashionable?
Well, I don't know. Mark.
I know this gentleman.
Are you there,
now,
Mark?
We've got about 12 minutes left in this show, so we'll go ahead
yeah,
and bring
we're
going him
have
on.
To make it a really quick one if we can, please. Wendy. I'm sorry about that, Mark, but we're just about running out of time.
Yeah, hi, Wendy. I just wondered, do you have any messages from the spirit world for me? Anything I need to know?
Right, is it your father or a grandfather that you're after?
Not anyone in particular, just any messages, that anything I need to know at this time.
Right, well, there's something to do with a male, you see, and that's why I was asking you. So if your dad's still alive, it would I'd appreciate it if you said dad's still alive, granddad's not.
No, dad passed over quite some time ago.
Right, okay, thank you, because I think I'm getting mixed up with two people here, okay? And I've got to say that. All right. I feel as though one you hardly knew, and obviously the other one you did know, but there was issues between the two of you, or there was a issue at one point between the two of you. I don't know whether you're just not seeing each other enough, or whether there was something along these lines. I keep getting the name. I keep getting the letter D. Actually, okay. I did get Dave or David, so I don't know who this is. But it could be associated with the living, to be honest with you. There's something to do with you moving, from what I can pinpoint, or you've got to pack up some stuff, or you're helping somebody move, all right? You need to have some strength, and you need to do a re-job.
Yeah, I'm desperately trying to get a move at the moment. I'm not happy in this place, and I want to move somewhere else, like, yeah, totally.
Right, okay. Also, I'm sorry, babe, please forgive me, because I want to try and give you as much as I can in the time I've got, okay?
Okay, yes.
I just keep getting a gentleman. He used to smoke very heavy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He used to smoke very heavy. Have you got his tattoo or you've got his name tattooed on you?
No, I've got no tattoos whatsoever.
Right, okay. Well, it's something to do with a tattoo, so I don't understand that.
My dad
okay?
did have tattoos and he did smoke.
Right, okay. Well, it's something to do with tattoos, something to do with smoking. I feel as though there's a lot of heavy burdens on your shoulders, okay? From what I can pinpoint, there's something to do with a change of job that's going to be coming in for you. You've got to learn a new skill. This is going to be happening over the next few months. I do feel as though the move comes in, but not till the later end of the year. There's a birthday in July and there's a birthday in September, from what I can pinpoint. Okay, so can you elaborate on any of that?
My sister's birthday is in July. September, I'm not sure. I've got a cousin whose birthday is in September.
I'm not going to take that one then, because September is closer to the family. Okay, so what I'm going to say to you on that one now is take September as being for you, as being important for you. Okay, have you had a knock in a car?
Yeah, once, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And who's got the blue car?
Blue car. I've got a blue car.
Right, then that means your back right tyre needs to be sorted out then, lovely.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Okay, because that's what I seem to keep pinpointing. And also, stop, forgive me again, because I'm going to be very blunt. Stop, your emotions, you seem to be locking your emotions up. Relationships are there for a reason. They're there for you to communicate and be best friends with each other. And I don't feel as though you're doing that at all.
Well, I'm not in any relationships at the moment. I'm single.
Okay, but you have been in one. And you was in one for a few years, wasn't you?
No, not in particular, no.
Right, okay. Well, there's something to do with being in a relationship for 3 years in particular. Okay, so I'll tell it you anyway. Because I keep getting 3 years, 3 years, and then I just feel as though communication. So whether this is for the future or whether this was in the past, I don't know. Okay, but it's what I keep pinpointing. All right, my lovely?
Okay, then, thanks.
All right, thank you.
And thank you, Mark, for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Mark. And thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy. She's done an absolutely brilliant job. And we'll have her back on as soon as she would like to be here. Because she's been great.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here. And next week we have Miss Magical.
Wonderful.
And, she's going to be playing her healing music because, as we all know, music is very, very healing. The vibration of it is really healing. As we sometimes have Decahedron on, who plays the harp. And, so we have quite a few.
Really quickly, Wendy, could you mention your where people can get a hold of you for a reading, and possibly your website, if you have one?
Well, to be honest with you, the website that is up is actually a very old website. You're best to just go on Facebook and look up Wendy Binks or Lady Snake. Or the same for Twitter, just put up Lady Snake UK and I'm there, and just grab hold of me.
Yeah, that's good. Brilliant. So have you got
that,
everybody?
Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us, and look forward to having you back on with us again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. it's one of those, you get very busy and you get a lot of stuff on, and I've just finished a naming ceremony, so I've got a lot of, just got another one and a ham fasting, and, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Sound like a one-legged woman in a butt-kicking contest.
Definitely, Gary.
How are we doing for time? Oh, we've got 6 minutes left. We're okay. And do you want to tell us about your new moon that you did last night? Did you mention that, Gary? Your new moon show that you did?
That was back on Saturday. And,
Saturday.
For the super full moon, it turned out to be an incredible show, and it was an incredible show of the moon after the show.
Well, yeah, that was Beltane, wasn't it?
After Beltane, yeah, just a couple of days after Beltane, right.
Yeah, because Wendy's super... into Beltane, aren't you, Wendy?
I am, very much so, over those fires.
I'm a Sioux Indian, and I understand Beltane, and I understand the Wiccan way. And it resonates with me very deeply. In fact, I was in a relationship with a woman who was a Wiccan, and we got along great.
Really?
So I understand Wiccan. Yes, the moon was amazing. I don't know where it was, how it was where you were, but I want to thank everyone for coming to the show and celebrating, and then we went to and enjoy the moon afterwards. And I stayed out until about 3 a.m., just watching the moon. It was great.
Oh, you naughty boy. And
Saturday night, I could do that.
All right. Were you spooning? Because I never did find out what people do with the spoons when they're spooning. You know, Wendy.
I'm not going into that.
I never
could
figure that one myself.
If anybody out there knows, would you phone me, tell me, please? Okay, so look up Wendy Binks, Lady Snake, on Facebook or Twitter. Are you on LinkedIn as well, Wendy?
Sorry.
LinkedIn? Yeah. So any of those, just get on there, look up Lady Snake or Wendy Binks, and
Wendy
contact
Binks.
Wendy if you want a private reading.
Wendy Binks. For those of you listening on the archive.
You just have to think of Star Wars, and Jar Jar.
Anyway, you've been brilliant. Thank you very much, Wendy. And we're going
to
say goodbye and to everybody.
Having you back on again with us.
Yeah,
you take care, everyone. Bright blessings.
You too. Thank you very much, Wendy, once again. And we'll see you again soon with a bit of luck. Okay.
Bye.
Oh, I hope to meet up with you soon as well, because you're not far from me.
Exactly. Got to have a coffee.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you. Same to you. And we're going to play out with one I wrote for the younger people. It's a house track. It's called Spirit Lives On. Just to remind everybody that when we die, we don't die, actually. We're just still there in a different energy form. Thank you very much, Gary. And
thank you, Jen.
Thank you, everybody in the chat room, and everyone who's called in and everyone listening in. Thank you. Good night. God bless the most.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, the sound on Skype. Terrible.
Can you sing solo?